Homily for Monday, the 11th of March, 2024. This is the homily which I gave over the weekend on Saturday and on Sunday. We've just heard some of the most quoted words of the New Testament. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but that the world might be saved through him. A leading biblical scholar, Sandra Schneiders, tells us these verses contain the whole message of John's gospel. Jesus came to give divine life in all its fullness to those who believe in him. So these are words we should and need to reflect on. Let's pay attention to how John describes God's love for the world, which is God's love for us. He likens it to the love of a parent who stands ready to give up their only child for the sake of another person. I think we can appreciate the love being described here. It's a love that gives away what's most precious to it for the sake of someone else's good. What I love dearly and had planned on being there for me in my own life, that I give away for another. It's this kind of love, the kind that gives away what's most precious for the sake of another person. That's the shape of God's love for us. This is what God's love for us looks and feels like, Jesus is telling us. God's own hopes and plans are all about us. They're not about God. It's a love so focused on the other that it becomes utterly self-forgetful. For Jesus, God is our utterly self-forgetful, loving Father. God doesn't hold on to himself. He's all about us. We can see then why Jesus says God doesn't come to us focused on our sins, focused on condemning and punishing us. And if we do imagine God being that way, then Jesus tells us we've not only distorted God, we've twisted life itself. And we pay dearly for our distortions. We will act out just as we imagine God acting out. We will condemn and punish both others and ourselves. And so we create hell. We create hell for us all, ourselves and others. Jesus' Hebrew word for hell was Gehenna. And Gehenna is the name of a dump near Jerusalem. We trash God and life when we make them unloving. to believe in the God and life Jesus brings is to recognize that I am neither the creator nor the measure of love's possibilities. Rather, there is a love and a life without any shadow of self-calculation. It's a love that's unambiguously selfless, with no desire to hold on to itself, no desire to hold back any part of itself. It's a sheer love. And Jesus names that love the living God. Jesus tells us we are made in the image of the living God. Sheer love is our depth and truth. Somehow we've forgotten that and have even become afraid of love's living presence within us, what it might ask of us. Jesus recalls us to our own truth. He does that by living among us as one not holding on to himself. Living among us as one not holding on to himself at all. And we see our fearfully forgotten truth on the cross. Taking in the violence and darkness of others, while struggling to be self-giving in return. That's our inner truth. That's God's eternal life in us. That's our loving as God loves. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life.